Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and the subject is medical marijuana for pain and other conditions. We're talking to the author of a great book, Cannabis for Chronic Pain, a proven prescription for using marijuana to relieve your pain and heal your life. And if you think that this sounds sketchy, kind of woo-woo, no, this is very well scientifically studied. Much more research needs to be done. But this is the real deal in terms of applications to many common medical conditions. I really think that this is going to be a trend that's going to really take off in the next few years. And, Dr. Hooper, what do you say to the critics who say, medical marijuana, that's just one of a nose under the tent for legalization of marijuana. People just want to get high and they need an excuse. They'll go to a doctor like you and they'll say, could you please write me prescriptions? And they just go home and get stoned. What's your take on that?
I see very, very few of those people, and they don't, I don't approve them for the card. Most of my patients are between the ages of 30 and 70. I don't see too many people in their 20s. And the ones that I do have chronic pain from injuries, mostly. Bad fractures. I mean, this is... Boulder, Colorado is probably the fitness capital of the, mm-hmm. of the country.
Right. Hiking, skiing, all that stuff.
Yeah. Cycling, mountain biking. Right. I mean, in fact, I think it was in 2010.
Olympic training facilities. It's all going on.
The Gallup poll rated Boulder as the happiest and healthiest city in the United States.
Well, in part due to your prescriptions, possibly.
I call Colorado the highest state in the United States.
Indeed.
In both elevation and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that, after all, is what getting high means. It's a higher level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You're more aware of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, why you may have, contracted this chronic pain condition, and that's what I help people to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
When they get high, I tell them to ask questions. What is this pain about? What do I have to learn from this pain?
Mm-hmm.
And the higher level of awareness does give you greater insight.
Mm-hmm.
It you can much better hear those intuitive messages that you're always getting, but the pain is quite a major distraction, and you're not able to hear the information that you're getting.
So let's talk a little bit about CBD, because
sure.
CBD is all the rage, and there are multiple websites selling CBD. There are stores
Correct.
That purport to sell CBD, and the potential advantage of CBD is that it's it's more legal. It's not really legal, but it's quasi-legal. There's sort of a free fire zone for CBD distribution.
Well, as long as it has less than 1% THC, it's legal.
Okay. So the question I have is are there reliable companies that put this out?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's a good analgesic. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's an anxiolytic. It reduces anxiety, and that's what it does best, by mm-hmm. the way, mm-hmm. is reduce anxiety. It's sleep-inducing. It's an anti-emetic, so it helps with nausea.
I find that it helps a lot THC. With ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
Absolutely.
It helps with the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And I have a chapter in the book devoted to those three GI conditions, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, and IBS. And I see quite a few of those patients. In fact, the book I have separate chapters on 20 of the most common chronic pain conditions, including arthritis and low back pain, migraine headache, fibromyalgia, menstrual cramps, and neuropathy, shingles, and then the GI problems that I just mentioned.
And let's not forget fibromyalgia, which is a devastating condition, very prevalent. And is fibromyalgia amenable to either CBD or combinations of THC?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see quite a few fibromyalgia patients who have really turned the corner and are leading relatively normal lives, free of pain and free of the opioids. It's just remarkable how well these patients do. And CBD is a major component of their treatment program.
Mm-hmm.
CBD by itself is effective for mild to moderate pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the more severe pain, you need THC combined.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the THC activates the CBD and makes it more effective.
Is it fair to say that for certain pain syndromes, you may want, I mean, short of consulting with you. By the way, could you consult with patients out of state? Because, you know, for some patients...
Yes, I do.
So
I do.
So say, you know...
I can't recommend that they get a medical marijuana license because they're out of state.
Mm-hmm.
But I do consult with many people from out of state.
Mm-hmm. You can't prescribe for them, but you can say attempt to source whatever by going to a physician who is a licensed prescriber, or perhaps being in a state where there's greater availability. Say if they're in a state.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, almost all of the out-of-state people that I consult with live in states where medical marijuana is legal. And their only educational resource are the bud tenders, the people, the employees yeah. at the dispensaries.
Yeah, that's who, like going to a health food store and asking, you know,
and asking
you know,
them
the
for
the counter advice. What type of supplement to take. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And there's very little expertise out there because the science, the cannabis medicine. Is a field in its early infancy,
mm-hmm.
and as you well know, there's very, you know, the number of studies is pretty limited at this point. Most of the research has been done in Israel, and it's been done since the THC was first discovered in 1964 in Israel, and the chemist. Who discovered it, Dr. Raphael Meshulam, is still working. He's still doing his research in Israel. He's 84 years old.
Wow.
And he also discovered the endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have within our body endocannabinoids. These are substances that are almost identical to the cannabinoids that you find in the plant itself.
By analogy to our endorphin system, where we generate our own internal opiates, the so-called runner's high, that you know, gives us a feel-good sensation.
That's
also,
correct.
Under certain circumstances, if we're healthy, we can generate our own cannabis-like compounds.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the most startling findings I uncovered when I did the research for my book is that in 2015, there was a study out of Germany that concluded that runner's high comes not from the endorphins, but from the endocannabinoids.
Mm.
That's where you get the runner's high. And I found that to be really a fun conclusion. I mean, it's not widely known. You know, the endocannabinoid system is not taught in medical school. I mean, we didn't learn anything about it.
No, and it's important. Yeah.
It's definitely comparable. The only thing comparable is the endocrine system in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It maintains the endocannabinoids, the endocannabinoid receptors, and you have, they're called CB1 mm-hmm. receptors in mm-hmm. the brain, mm-hmm. and they, it's the THC that connects with those receptors in the brain, and throughout the rest of the body you have CB2 receptors that the CBD connects with, and it creates produces a feeling, a state of homeostasis.
Right. You know, it's
balanced,
so important
steady
that
state.
It's so important that they developed a drug that was going to be the ultimate diet drug. It was an endocannabinoid blocker. And the drug was designed, I mean, it kind of makes sense because, you know, you smoke pot, you get the munchies. So the thought was, if you block the endocannabinoid system, you'll have less appetite. And they were just about to approve it, but then they didn't approve it. I think you may know the story behind this. I forget the name of the drug.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I forget the name of the drug. I could look it up maybe by the end of this podcast. But the drug was ultimately not approved. And the reason for that is when you knock out the endocannabinoid system, you have a much higher rate of depression, of suicide even. And they thought that the benefits, you know, in terms of curbing appetite, were far outweighed by the potential risks. This is a very, very important system for maintaining our well-being.
Absolutely. It has a huge impact on our overall health. And the CBD is really a wonderful cannabinoid because it has so many medicinal benefits. It's an analgesic. It's an anti-inflammatory. I told you it's also a muscle relaxant, which is one of the reasons that it's so helpful with IBS. It's an anti-convulsant. I think within the last few years,
we've heard
a lot about these unfortunate young kids with terrible seizure disorders where they're getting 100 to 200 seizures a day, incapacitating. And they were, before CBD was legal everywhere, they were coming to Colorado, they were moving, the families were moving to Colorado to gain access to CBD mm-hmm. tincture.
Yeah.
And it was highly effective in relieving their seizure disorders.
I took the occasion to look up the medication that I was talking about. It was called Ramonabant, and also brand name Acomplia. And it was a drug that was first approved in Europe in 2006, but was withdrawn worldwide in 2008 due to serious psychiatric side effects because it inhibited the cannabinoid receptors. And here's a list of things that can happen when you mess up your cannabinoid receptors. Mood alterations in up to 10% of subjects, suicidal thoughts in around 1%, nausea, gastroenteritis, anxiety, irritability, insomnia, diarrhea, muscle cramps, spasms, fatigue, flu-like symptoms, and increased risk of falling. So, you know, the cannabinoid system is doing a lot for us. You know, we can help it along sometimes with these outside agents.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I can send you a link on that.
It's related to what I've seen with the downside of daily use of THC, because you can get depression, fatigue, memory loss, a distortion of time and space can occur with daily use. So I tell my patients, if you don't need it as a medicine, then I strongly recommend not using it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And on an as-needed basis. Let's talk a little bit specifically about insomnia, okay? Because that's a big issue.
It's a huge issue, and probably the second most frequent use of marijuana, of medical marijuana, even though it is not an approved diagnosis in the state of Colorado. It is in several other states. California approves it. But when I ask every patient, how does the marijuana help you most? Invariably, it's pain and sleep,
mm-hmm. Are related. Could CBD alone provide some benefit in terms of sleep?
But it's not that effective for sleep. The indica strains, a strong indica, is best for sleep. CBD is most effective in reducing anxiety, most people who don't sleep have high levels of anxiety, which is why they're awake. Mm-hmm. So it can help in that way, but it's not as effective as the strong indica. And there are now tablets. The Stratos is the company name, and the tablet is called Sleep. Oh. And it lasts 6 to 8 hours, and it's very popular here in Colorado.
So all this information is available in Cannabis for Chronic Pain, a proven prescription for using marijuana to relieve your pain and heal your life. And you also, what I really like about the book is you have specific chapters on various ailments, on gastrointestinal ailments, looking at joint pain, osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, neuropathic pain, which includes not just shingles, but also a terrible painful condition, which is trigeminal neuralgia, musculoskeletal pain, you know, injuries, and people recuperating from, say, hip surgery potentially with a lot of pain, but also athletic injuries, fibromyalgia, headaches, including migraines, low back pain, and then emotional pain, which comprises anxiety, depression, and insomnia. So it's a really very comprehensive book, and you know, clearly there's a lot of thought and expertise behind it. And for listeners who want to consult you, your clinic is the Fully Alive Clinic?
Medicine. Fully Alive Medicine.
Okay. And located in Boulder, Colorado. And how might people find out about it? Is there a website?
Well, there's a website. It's fullyalivemedicine.com.
And say clients from somebody in, hypothetically, in New York. Yes, we do have marijuana dispensing, but it's kind of on a limited availability. There are not that many physicians familiar with it.
In your state of 20 million people, three dispensaries.
Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, you know, we have 5 million people in Colorado. We have 534 dispensaries. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. New Jersey has had medical marijuana for years. With almost 10 million people, they have 5 dispensaries.
So, you know, clearly there's need for doctors like you, who are few and far between, because it's not just a matter of, like, try it. It's you got to try the right kind, Then there's the question of, you know, which brand, which combination, how to use it, whether it's edible, whether it's tincture, whether it's a topical, or whether it's inhaled. And various combinations may work better under certain circumstances for different conditions with different patients, right? It's a very individualized recipe,
correct,
right? So the book's going to give you a heads up on that. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I was going to say, I'm just tremendously excited about the potential for this because, you know, what we're talking about here is we're really talking about botanical medicine. So this is an area that's really appealing because we're using a traditional botanical. I mean, truly, this is herbal medicine. I'll mention another application, which is glaucoma. And that's actually a standard application. Many states approve the use of medical marijuana for glaucoma because it does bring down intraocular pressure and relieves eye pain. So,
Well, I think most importantly, what you mentioned earlier is that we're living in a time where we have an opioid crisis of huge proportions. I mean, we're now in 2014. There were 52 deaths per day from opioid overdose, and this year we're approaching 150 deaths per day. And that's more deaths annually, approximately 55,000, than died in the entire 20-year Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm. So, and you can attest to the possibility that people who are hooked on either heroin or prescription pain meds can successfully taper off those with the use of medical marijuana. That will actually help
absolutely
to bridge them towards through the withdrawal and alleviate their pain.
Absolutely, it's a great option. It's safe. There's really not been one death attributable directly to marijuana, period. There are no endocannabinoid receptors in the brainstem, so it can't kill you.
It can't cause respiratory arrest. It can't cause you know, your heart to stop, or you know, any of those types of drastic consequences of the opiates and other, you know, even anti-anxiety medication. The benzodiazepines can kill you too very easily if you take too many.
That's right.
Well, great stuff. And, you know, congratulations, because you really segued from being, well, you know, you're kind of a multifaceted expert segueing from, I believe you were trained in ear, nose, and throat, or you were a family physician. But
family physician.
But you were focusing, the last time I talked to you about 10 years ago, on alleviating sinus problems.
Yes.
And you have a very
correct
successful book, which I still recommend to patients, Sinus Survival. That's out there.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a perennial
so
book.
So I'm really still working in holistic medicine and treating the whole person. And as you'll see in the book, in Cannabis for Chronic Pain, I offer the medical marijuana recommendations right up front in the chapter. And then I follow that with the holistic medical treatment program for each of these chronic conditions.
Because so you're not a one-note Charlie.
Reader,
you're not just a marijuana doc, right?
If readers are interested in, and in my, if my patients are interested in doing more than just relieving their pain, but addressing the multiple causes of their chronic condition, I offer them a holistic treatment program.
Yeah, and there are very detailed lists of supplements that accompany these protocol supplements that have to augment the benefits of the medical marijuana treatment.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the book is really integrating cannabis into a holistic medical treatment program.
Well, absolutely. Great stuff. I appreciate very much your time, and congratulations on this new direction you're taking. Dr. Rav Iffker, and the clinic once again is the Fully Alive Medicine, right?
Correct. Right.
Cannabis for Chronic Pain is the book. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.